and to the rapidly changing neighborhood of North Nanaimo. In many ways, we are like the Magi, the ones who came from the East. We wonder, we search in the face of a deep sense that the world, the church, the life that we once knew is and will not be quite the same. Something unusual had appeared on the horizon of the Magi. A star in the east, or as one translator puts it, a wild star. A disruption in what normally might have been predicted. We may prefer to sing, "All will be merry and bright," yet a part of us also knows, perhaps reluctantly, that the world in which we live has shifted. We live in an age of disruption. Some changes we wonder about, others we fear. Very often, we feel left behind. We barely learned how to program the VHR, and now they're gone, stored beside the 8-track. We check in with our grandchildren via FaceTime, and that's wonderful, although a screen often is not far from their hands or ours. Some commentators say that in the next 20 years, more change will occur than has occurred in the last 2,000 years. Something new moves across our sky. The story says that the Magi became curious. As Christians, we wonder, where is God in all of this in which we are immersed? And what is the path that we should follow to be in the presence of the God we as Christians know and in and through Jesus? You know, the Magi only appear in the Gospel of Matthew, which is interesting. For the focus of the writer of the Gospel of Matthew is primarily upon the situation of the early Christians, the conduct of the house churches and their relationship with various facets of Judaism were the prime concerns. Their focus was, understandably, internal. And yet here, near the very beginning of the Jesus story, we have people from the outside, as it were, seeking the one. So Matthew reminds us that the coming of Jesus, the one who would be called the Christ, is not just about us, not just about our very legitimate questions and concerns. In their searching, the Magi seem to get so much wrong. Their search for the King of the Jews is based upon a very different understanding of Jesus. Their understanding of the title differed vastly from how it would be understood by later followers of Jesus. Perhaps true for us, for those in our neighborhood. For we do not always name correctly that for which we hunger. And we often go to the wrong places, thinking it will satisfy our search. What the Magi thought they were searching for was not what they found. This past Christmas season was not really a great one for my wife and I. My mother-in-law died in November, and the dementia of my wife's father, my father-in-law, has grown to the point that he now spends most of his time in hospital. And there were a couple of other occasions that generated grief. So Christmas was not the brightest of times for us. And yet two moments, two events stand out. One was the pregnancy and then birth of another granddaughter. So in whatever, spite of whatever we may have been feeling on any particular day, perhaps a 5 out of 10 at best, this other reality was present and continuing to grow. A baby, new life, a different life, was on the way. We may have almost been submerged with loss, but other things were also in motion. All births are amazing, but what stands out for me is that neither our 39-year-old daughter or her husband ever wanted children. So we thought it was a done deal. We had given away the high chair and all that other baby stuff. But during the pregnancy, and now these 20 days since, they never seem to have been happier. The other day, my son-in-law says to me, "What could be better than this?" Certainly, it could be argued that the babe Jesus was born at the wrong time, in the midst of a very unsettled time under the selfish and exploitive rule of a political master trying to keep power and yet satisfy the larger superpower of Rome. The land itself was incredibly disturbed, rife with rumor and dissent. And yet, perhaps against what would have been the better judgment of Foster and I, God acts. And not even at arm's length, but enters into this inhospitable reality. Still happens. God comes among us, ready or not. And if we are attentive, we might find that for which we most hunger was not that which we sought. In their search, the Magi go to the wrong person, Herod. Good grief. Could there have been a worse person to go to if you were concerned about a new realm initiated by a new king? Herod, known as the great builder, was also ruthless, cunning, a political animal in the worst sense of that term. He is no reliable witness, no credible authority. In our own time of searching, to whom shall we turn? Way back in 1987, Neil Postman wrote a book called Amusing Ourselves to Death. And he predicted a media-saturated world that would deliver fast food responses to our deepest hungers. Sadly, he was accurate. Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? Where is the one who brings new life, who ushers in a new reality? Where shall we find this one? In our own way, the coordinating committee is engaging this same question. Where is the Christ, the bringer of the new reality? And who should we ask? To begin, the members of the committee asked you, wise or not. In the coaching I do with clergy, I sometimes ask them what three words they would like to define the coming year. It's not an easy task for clergy, who often like to talk either in paragraphs or theological abstractions. But in the past, people have come up with words like depth, untangle, practice. I want more depth in my life. I want to be able to untangle all the things that seem to enmesh me, and I want to form daily practices. Or basics, balance, gratitude. As I have listened through the second-hand ears of the coordinating committee, I wonder, what is it for which you hunger most deeply? Some of the words that have emerged in conversation about what you want to preserve in the next chapter are connection, to learning or a sense of spiritual depth, and I'm not certain of the third. An argument could be made for sustainable, although what would you like to sustain? Is it business as usual? Can we just get another foster, slightly younger, perhaps with smaller children? Whose is the voice to which we should listen? Like the Magi, the committee has begun to venture outside the normal, to foreign lands, to listen to the larger community, the neighborhood. Who knows where the child might be found? You have to give those Magi credit that they were at least open to the discovery of the one in the most unlikely place. He was not in the palace. He was not in the temple of Herod's construction, but somewhere outside. In the clamor of the town, the back and forth of commerce, the tending to the necessities of daily life, are we hearing a cry of the child? Someone should go and check, just in case. Have we become so accustomed to our life, our way of seeing the neighborhood, our naming of the challenges and opportunities that we do not see? On a regular basis, which is about once a week or every 2 weeks, I guess, we watch our 2-year-old granddaughter, Reese. And although we did not do Christmas this year as we normally do, we just didn't have it in us, my wife did have one of her nativity sets on display. And it's a big Fontanini set that she places on a large coffee table. As each of our 8 grandchildren have been born, we add a special character to the tableau. So as Grandma tells them the story of the birth of the Christ, they become part of that story. So this year, the nativity set was laid, and Grandma, as she does, was encouraging Reese to go ahead and work with the story, to handle the pieces, to wonder about their place in the story. But as I observed from the kitchen, Reese simply stood before the tableau, radiating almost a sense of wonder and respect. I found it strangely moving. Perhaps after all these years preaching about the narrative and working through the Christmas gauntlet of services, I wondered if I had grown too accustomed to the story, domesticated it as I rattled off the details. And yet there she stood, not wiping the table clear with respect, knowing only parts of the story, but sensing something of the magnitude. For me, it was a flash of light in a time-shaded gray, a recalling to the mystery and the wonder, a time to confess that often I am like the Magi, searching but totally misinterpreting what it is that I search for, and often seeking the wrong authority for guidance. And yet God persists. The birth continues. Jesus, the Word made flesh, became flesh and dwelt and dwells among us. And some recognize it. The searching is holy work, whether it is in the hands and hearts of the Magi, the coordinating committee, or we as individuals. The new reality awaits our discovery. My prayer for you and the work of the coordinating committee is that we shall have the eyes to see and the ears to hear the birth cries of the one who brings life and who comes among us. Thanks be to God.